The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master has taken the position of steward from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 50. Then to another, the steward said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 barrels of wheat. The steward said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and write 80. And the master commended the dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails you, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, a question for you. You don't have to answer. How do you feel having listened to that? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable? I've got to ask myself, do I feel comfortable? And if I'm honest, I have to say, no. I can lie and say, oh yeah, I do. That's a good reading from the gospel. In a lot of churches today, they don't read the full reading from the gospel. They read from verse 10 to 13, because it's easier. If you read the whole thing, it's a gospel that hits home. And I feel uncomfortable for two reasons. First of all, it applies to me too. And number two, I've got to try and explain it. And it's a bit like trying to unscramble eggs. It's a bit like that. Now, to go to the last line of the gospel and explain it, first of all, the last line of the gospel hits home. You cannot serve both God and mammon. That was probably the most dualistic statement that Jesus ever said. You cannot serve. He didn't say you can sometimes or you can a bit. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Now, that's not a word we normally use, mammon. And mammoni, see where we get the word money from, loose translation. Mammoni, or mammon, was the god of profit making, the god who gave himself entirely over to making money. Entirely over to making money. And somebody who worshipped mammon was somebody who had given themselves totally over to the devil. This is serious stuff. You got to listen to this. And you might feel uncomfortable, but we're not here just to make things easy and just skip over it and go out feeling nice and happy. We've all got to look into our own hearts this morning. Now, there's a major problem but you got to listen to it, in the owner of the property of the land where the steward was working praised the steward for what he had done. So he's praising a dishonest steward. Now that doesn't make sense to you or me. But then you got to listen to the next line. And what does the next line say? But remember, it will fail you. That's a very important line in the gospel this morning. That's a very important line in the gospel this morning. And so we got to really look into our own hearts and look at greed. It's not a nice thing to talk about, but we really have to be honest and open, because Jesus hits home hard this morning. It's a difficult reading to talk about, but then I got to be honest to what I'm up here for, and I got to be honest to what I read in the gospel this morning. We've all got to look into our heart. Greed is an addiction. What do I mean by that? Well, like any addiction, you're never satisfied, huh? You're never satisfied. And no matter how much money you have, we seem to want more. And don't we admire people who base their whole life on making money? And isn't that the culture in which we live? And isn't that what we look at in our politicians? And we elect the politicians who are totally devoted to making money. We even sometimes make them president of our countries. And we, not mentioning anybody in particular, being very careful here, yeah. So don't accuse me of being political, but you know, we have to be factual. So I'm being factual, not being political, right? That's fair. Have to make that statement. And don't, so we really got to look at that. Now, just to tell you, there was a priest, or there is a priest down in South America. And on this particular Sunday, when the reading of this, when the reading from Luke on Gospel 16 comes up, he stands in front of his people and he says 15 times, "You cannot love God and money." And he says it 15 times and he finishes and sits down. He's a wise man. Yeah, a very wise man. I was tempted to say that 15 times and then sit down. And I won't do it. I'll hang in there. Now, I don't know where Cambry has gone. She left. I don't know why she left. Maybe she didn't like what she heard. I didn't say that. But anyhow. Oh, she's here. Oh, no, you're okay. I thought you had left. Yep. Right. She's listening inside. Right. Okay, I'll tell you very quietly. There was a woman running up Fremont one day with a child in her arm, right? And the child was screaming. And a police officer was passing by in a car. And he stopped and said, "Ma'am, what's wrong?" And she said, "The child has swallowed a quarter." And he said, "Jump in the car and I'll take you to the hospital." And she said, "I'm not going to the hospital. I'm going up to Holy Family Church. Because they can get money out of anybody." "I'm for the high jump." She was, "It's grand to be retired and you're a free agent." Yeah. So let's get back then. So the gospel today, we all need to look into our own hearts and ask ourselves how we deal with this thing called mammon or this thing called money. Because it can be very tempting, and Jesus said, you've got to make a decision. What motivates you? Is money, who do you put first in your life? It's a decision. Does the Lord come first, or does money come first? Only you can answer that question in your own heart. And if you're worried, take any average day. Are you more worried about money and the stock market and the ups and downs and so on? Or are you more worried about what's happening in the world and the people who are hungry and the people who are homeless? You need only go down there any day. I was down there last night and placed as homeless people everywhere in the richest country in the world. And as an Irishman, I have to be very fair too and say our own country, little Ireland, the Ireland, it used to be called the Ireland of saints and scholars, but it's far from that nowadays. We have one of the most greediest countries in the world. Now, I was having a discussion with somebody last night and they said, "Why are there no vocations in Ireland anymore? Do you think it has anything to do with Ireland now doing very well and being very prosperous?" I said, "Totally." Because since the Celtic tiger, the two things go side by side, when the Celtic Tiger happened in Ireland, and nobody was satisfied with owning one home, but they had two homes and three homes, one to live in and the other two or three to rent. Vocations went that way. And that's a fact, whether you believe it or not. So you can see how corrupting money can be. And we've all got to really look, take a serious look. And I mean, look into your own heart. How much a part does greed play in your life? And go back then, finally, to that sentence in the gospel. But remember, it will fail you, because it will never ultimately satisfy you. You'll always be missing out on something. That's a very important line in the gospel this morning. Look at all the rich multi-millionaires who commit suicide. Does that not tell you something? Does that not tell you something? And I preach volumes to me, you know? So I hope none of you are millionaires. Let's stand and pray.